You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The police officer shot last night by a suspect fleeing a traffic stop in North Philadelphia is out of the hospital. Now, today, authorities are releasing more details about what happened. And joining us live with the latest, KWW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson. KJ?
Yeah, so what we know, Michelle, is that the police officer that was shot is now recovering at home. He is out of the hospital. There were a pair of officers last night who were trying to pull over a car at 22nd and Lehigh. This happened around 9 o'clock when that driver then took off. The two officers that tried to pull him over radioed for help. That driver ended up crashing, they say, at 23rd and Lehigh Avenue and then took off running. And that's when a highway patrol officer jumped in and chased him, they say. They say the suspect then got out, or who was running away, I should say, fired at the police officer. And the sources tell me that that bullet went through the ballistic vest and skimmed the officer's chest, nearly missing him, right at the name tag and the badge area. That officer, though, did suffer a gunshot wound, I should say, to the hand. They say that the suspect ended up taking his own life by shooting himself in the head. Police say that they do have a video of this, including dash cam video, that they won't be releasing to the public. We also know that this police officer is a 10-year veteran, 29 years old, and again is at home recovering, but this investigation does continue. Michelle?
Thank you so much, and stay with us for continuing coverage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.